Americans desperately need to win. Leadership is dropping a spotlight on some of these races because they're just vitally important to keeping the Demo-rats from a supermajority. And you know what they can do with a supermajority? They can raise your taxes. Is that really what you want? We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
It's a touch after 4:30 right now as we check out the traffic cams, and you're pretty much bumper to bumper there on Interstate 15 northbound, especially at Cary. Those 24/7 lane restrictions between Cheyenne and Craig on Interstate 15 will affect both directions, and it's going to be taking place well into 2021 because they're doing some bridge work through there, so no pain, no gain on that. Also, backups 515 eastbound at Pecos as you try to work your way to the west side of town. Road work also on Interstate 15 north at Lamb. And construction, that's on Blue Diamond between milepost 16 and 30. Those lane restrictions till November.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. What a day for the Vegas Golden Knights. They signed former Blues defenseman Alex Pietrangelo, arguably the top free agent available. Seven-year deal, $61.6 million. That comes out to $8.8 million per year. Before they officially registered that contract, they trade defenseman Nate Schmidt to the Vancouver Canucks for a draft pick, as they were able to clear about $6 million off the books. It had been assumed that they were going to trade goalie Marc-Andre Fleury at some point in time, but GM Kelly McCrimmon says they are no longer looking to trade him. They feel like they need two goalies in what's going to be a condensed season next year. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big at Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
We have seen many changes in 2020. This election is important. Your vote is your voice. If you are registered, you will receive a ballot in the mail. Now, you have three easy options to vote. Fill out your official ballot, sign it, and either return by mail, drop it off at a drop-off location, or in person at a convenient polling station. Don't lose your voice. Your choice 2020. Brought to you by Clark County.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it. 21 days to Election Day. That probably means, 30 days until we find out who won the election with this stupid mail-in ballots. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it is the sprint to the finish line. Don't forget, Saturday is the beginning of early voting, and I've been telling anybody that'll listen, I'm going to early vote. I don't trust the U.S. Postal Service. I don't trust anything. I'm going to go in on the first day of early voting. I'm going to stand in line if I have to, but I'm going to vote, and I'm so excited about that. Heidi Kasama is a candidate for Assembly District 2. She is also the broker manager with Berkshire Hathaway, and she is one of the busiest women probably in Southern Nevada, keeping a business afloat and running for office. Heidi, how have you been? How are you coping now, 21 days out?
21 days. It is pretty hectic, but you know the old saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. I've always been like this my whole life. Seems like I've always had two or three jobs at once. Started when I was 15 with a paper out for 200 houses on my bicycle, and I haven't slowed down since. So,
wow.
Looking at it, I'm committed. I'm impassioned. I get more committed the longer I'm in the race. Frankly, it's just been very disappointing for me to see what we've been going through with the governor over the last few months, and some of the decisions that are made. I talked to a very high up executive with a large corporation, large company in town, and he said, you know, we get, you know, 2 hours notice, we have to close down, and you know, we have people on schedules to come in and work. They don't even get the notice in time to not show up the next morning. That's how little notice we get, you know, from the governor's office when some of these changes are being made. And then he said, likewise, we get 2 hours notice, you can open up, you know, tomorrow. And he goes, then we can't get people scheduled to come in and work because it takes a while to ramp things up. And so I know one of the things that this gentleman was talking about was just a little bit more communication, a little bit more planning, a little bit more of an agenda that would really help all of the business out there, which I completely agree with. And so, you know, when you go around and hear and see some of those things, you just get even more committed to winning the race. I want to be up there in Carson City. I want to be a voice of reason and sanity, hopefully. And as you all know, I'm preaching to the choir. I'm sure you've been talking about this on the whole show. We've got to get some more Republicans voted in because we're in a super minority, and we've got to get beyond that so that we do have more of a say. And so we've got to keep this seat. I am Assembly District 2, which is, if you draw a big bubble around downtown Summerlin, that would be my district. So if anybody's listening, I appreciate you remembering Heidi Kasama for that. And we've got to keep this seat, which has been a Republican seat, John Hamrick, termed out. But we've got to get some of these other folks elected as well, and we all have to pitch in and help with that.
Heidi, let me ask you, because one of the things that I objected to more vociferously than I normally would, and that was during the height of the pandemic, when the governor was issuing mandates here and closing this industry, opening this industry a little bit but not a lot, he never asked for the input of the legislature. And I imagine people like you with your skill set would have been ideal for at least giving him some ideas, giving him some perspective. Did the legislature sit on its hands, or did the governor just declare himself king?
I don't think the governor included the legislature, and I know we're looking at bringing some bills forward when the legislature opens as to what is emergency powers of the governor. I think you do have to have a governor that has some emergency powers, but I think, which we don't have in policy, is how long is that? You know, if you have a natural disaster, you need somebody that can make decisions quickly, on the spot, and mobilize people. We need the governors to have that type of ability. But I would contend that should that be a maximum of perhaps 30 days, maybe 45 days, because now it's 6 months. So that's no longer an emergency. That has become a way of life for us here. And so I think you need to be bringing in more people. I think you need to bring in the 63 people in the legislature because they all have different skill sets. They come from different backgrounds. They work with different businesses, to your point, Kevin. And I think it's important to engage them and find out what makes sense and work together on that. But for this to be going on this long without more input, I don't agree with. And I think that you know, that will be some of the bills that we want to propose, is that there's a time limit on what the governor's emergency powers can be.
And I will, by the way, I will tell you, Heidi, that I talked to Democrat members of the Assembly, and they're as PO'd as the Republicans, that they mm-hmm. were kind of left out and relegated to potted plant status. And they said, you know, they could have tapped our expertise and it might have helped them avoid some of these mistakes. Let me more with Heidi Kasama, because she not only is a candidate for Assembly District 2, that's the old John Hambrick seat, but mm-hmm. she is also a member of business. She is a broker manager with Berkshire Hathaway, knows real estate, and we're going to find out how real estate has survived, not just survived, but in some cases mm-hmm. thrived. We'll talk about mm-hmm. that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, I was at one of your locations the other day, and they were busy.
You said it. Business is booming right now, and we're really growing in Nevada. In fact, we could really use some superstars to join our team just to help keep up with the demand.
So you're hiring?
Yes, we are.
What's it like to work for DLC?
We've been around for 20 years, and we're just a cool company to work for. The starting pay is great. We have awesome benefits with health, dental, vision, and we have some great bonus opportunities. One of the best parts is we offer paid time off, and you don't have to work on Sundays. It's a fun rock and roll environment. And if you're bilingual, hey, that's a huge plus with Dollar Loan Center. You can swing by any of our locations and pick up an app, or make it easy. Just jump on your computer, go to don'tbebroke.com/jobs, and you can apply right now.
Thanks, Chuck. Dollar Loan Center is ready to interview you right now and is paid training ready to start immediately. Great jobs, great pay, awesome benefits. Apply online today at don'tbebroke.com/jobs.
Dollar Loan Center is an equal opportunity employer, licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Heidi Kasama joining us, candidate for Assembly District 2. That's the old John Hambrick seat. She is also the broker manager with Berkshire Hathaway. And tell me, you know, we talk about how our economy is coming back little by little by little by little. What about the real estate industry?
Well, you know, I honestly think it's been a little surprising for all of us, but I mean, sales have remained strong. We are up over almost 8.8% in closings from last September. Who would have thought that? In my own office, I added up the last 5 months from last year to this year. We were only four sales short of the same number from the previous year for those months, April through September.
So, wow.
So, I mean, it's just really fascinating. The first few months of the COVID, it did definitely slow down. People, I think, were afraid to go out and that. And as we started to adjust, as I said, the new normal, as we started to adjust, then people were out. And it has remained very strong. The luxury sales are strong, over $1 million. And, you know, I do believe a very strong force for this is the incredible interest rates that we have now. Just tremendous interest rates. And I think people are starting to get worried that if things were to change on the federal level, interest rates would most likely go up. So I think people are starting to realize that. They're trying to tie in properties, capture these great interest rates. We also have a tremendous amount of people that are coming over from California. They're tired of California. They don't like the politics there. They don't like the fires there. I mean, there's so much going on in California. And we continue to be approached by, I mean, I just had somebody call me. They are successful attorney from Southern California. They want to come out here and get a retirement home. They want to leave the state, and so they want to come out here. I just spoke with them yesterday.
Wow.
And so we see a lot of that going on. I see people that are strategizing to move their businesses here so that when they retire or there's a succession plan, that when they do want to sell their business in a few years, the business is located in Las Vegas, not in California. Particularly from a tax standpoint, they're looking at increasing the income taxes in California. I think they're looking at like 17%.
Yikes.
Can you imagine the rest of us on top of what we already have? Let's just add 17% on top of that. That's just crazy.
It sounds to me it's just Raider fans following their team.
Yes.
That's got to be what it is.
We welcome them.
I know. Let me ask you about families that are on the brink of losing their homes to their family dwelling to eviction. Where are we in that across the state? I know the governor's been dealing with that.
So we've had so many different notices. We started with an eviction on the moratorium several months ago that was supposed to expire. Then that went to August 15th, and that was, and mind you, we don't get the notice of the change until the night before again. So it was going to expire, I think it was August 15th, and the night before we get a notice, and you know, everybody's gotten ready for moving forward in the process. Now it is October 15th, is when the state's eviction moratorium is set to expire. And what happened in the last legislative session is that they brought in a mediation program. So in general, we don't want anybody to be homeless, and we don't want anybody out on the streets, right? Because that's bad for the community, it's bad for the people. We don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. And, you know, when I first saw that this was going to happen, I reached out to my owners. I reached out to the tenants. I said, let us know if you're struggling. Let us know if you're not employed. Just communicate with us. And I let my owners know. I said, this is going to be an issue. If a tenant falls 2, 3, or 4 months behind in rent, they won't be able to make that up. Most of them won't be able to make. I'm making a recommendation to you as owners that perhaps you consider for a couple months. I know it's hard on you, too. Maybe we reduce the rent by half. Let's all pitch in and help to get through this time. And, you know, that's a sound plan, I think, working for the good of everybody. What I what I have difficulty in is, again, with I feel the government is overreaching with regulation. You know, that if you're a smart business person, you're going to do something like what I did. Here, we have a problem coming up. Let's all find a solution and work together on it. And when we get micromanaged with regulation, I don't think it's healthy for the system, because now you're going to end up with backlogs. Tenants are calling me, my property management company, and saying, oh, the governor said I don't need to pay rent. Well, the governor never said you don't need to pay rent, but that's what people are hearing, because that seems to be the recurring theme on the news all the time. The rent is deferred, or we cannot evict you for it, but everybody is still responsible for their rent. And so I think the messaging gets blurred, and that becomes a problem with so much reporting on this. During the last legislative session, the special session, they passed a mediation program for evictions. So keep in mind the way the system already works. If you go and file an eviction, the tenant or the landlord has a right to show up and ask for a hearing. Then it would stay the eviction, and then you have about 30 days to have a hearing, and then both people can make their cases and the judge decides. So we already have that process in place. The special session, let's do a mediation program. So when you file an eviction for the first 30 days, you have to do a mediation program, which to me sounds like the hearing you could request already in place. Now we have to do the mediation program. And I talked to some attorneys, and they said, this is just a program that was passed by the legislation. Again, well-intended but unintended consequences. They're like, the court's already overburdened. Now we have double layers. We don't know how we're going to manage this program, how we're going to put it together. We haven't got details. They did just release details a couple of days ago. And so you do have to go through that. And then once that has gone through, then you would file the eviction, and then they could request a hearing. So now you're extending it to 2 to 3 months with this additional layers put on there. And so, you know, we work with the people that, you know, talk to us. They have problems. We talk to the owners. We get it worked out. We want to help those people. We don't want to have people, you know, on the streets or bunched up in housing that could, you know, affect the health and the COVID virus. But, you know, I think when there's so much regulation, it does, you know, it just adds to the system and the backlog and delays. And I don't think that's good, because I have owners calling me up. I mean, one guy was practically crying. He goes, I've depleted every savings I have. I can't make payments on my mortgage anymore. I haven't received a rent payment for 5 months. He goes, what do you people want to do? He was yelling at me. And I said, sir, please quit yelling at me. Please call the governor's office.
I love that. Heidi, we're coming down to our final 35 seconds. I want to give you as much time as I can. If folks want to help you in District 2, what do they do? What are you asking for? Is it yard signs or money, or what's the deal?
Number one, I'm asking for your vote. Heidi Kasama, Assembly District 2. No matter how much money and signs I get out there, I need people to push the button and vote for me. It's critical we keep the seat. Of course, I would love money so I can put more yard signs out there and send out more mailers and get the message out. If you want yard signs, please let me know. My website, HeidiKasama.com, HeidiKasama.com, real simple. My cell, 702-308-7208. You call me. You want to help. I would be grateful. I'm working hard. I want to represent us well in Carson City, and I want to represent my constituents in Assembly District 2.
And by the way, if you live in District 2 and you hear a knock on the door, it's probably Heidi Kasama. Heidi,
yes.
Thank you so much. Best of luck. 21 days from now, we'll talk with you again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
That's Heidi Kasama, candidate for Assembly District 2, but also a noted real estate leader in that industry. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Are Trump's polls really as bad as they say? Our pollster, Zach Moyle, joins us with the truth.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 489-447-1642.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash?
Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
It's real news, no spin. And what better place than on the Heidi Harris Show? The O'Reilly Update can now be heard at 8:45 each weekday morning. What the mainstream media simply won't tell you, Bill and I will. It's the O'Reilly Update, weekday mornings at 8:45 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The VAT license, 48944-71642.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president is headed back to Nevada. Are we a battleground state? And what is it I told you? If 3 weeks out, they're still coming to Nevada. And I understand Don Jr.'s in town or will be in town. We've had a bunch of the first family. If we had the president coming back, we had Mike Pence a week or so ago after the debate. And that we would know we were still very much in play. He will stump in Nevada on Sunday. He'll hold an outdoor rally in Elko and likely continue to Las Vegas for another event. We don't have the details on that yet. We will get it to you, I promise. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. We are 21 days, 3 weeks from a presidential election. We're all going to be either really excited or really sad. I hope we're not sad. I hope we're not. But that's why you got to work. You got to talk to your friends, the folks you go to church with, if you can go to church. Yeah. We'll talk about that with Megan Barth. She'll be joining us next from ReaganBabe.com right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again.